It's 20 past 8 on Radio 1. Good morning.
So, on the way up to North Wales, which was on the Sunday, right? So just over a week ago, week and a half ago, we all made our way up separately, and in one car was myself, Dominic Byrne,
hello,
and Tina Dehealy.
Hi.
Right? So we're scanning around the radio, listening to different things, as you do when you travel on the motorways, and at one point, as we're driving along the A55 in North Wales, we're listening to BBC Radio Lancashire.
Oh, nice.
As is my slight, now, not obsession, more addiction, to BBC local radio, I thought it would be fun to, again, phone up BBC local radio, pretend to be somebody else, give myself a different name.
Yeah.
And the particular station we chose this time was BBC Radio Lancashire and the afternoon show with John somebody, Christos, I think.
What were they discussing?
They were doing a gigantic chat about the late soul legend Barry White.
Right, and even though...
Is he dying again?
Yeah, he's dead, isn't he?
All right, he's dead again. Oh, my God, I didn't hear that news.
Yeah, no.
When did he die again?
I'm not sure when he died again. They were just sort of celebrating his life, I think.
It was semi-topical.
Yeah.
But even though you know nothing about Barry White, this didn't deter you from joining in the discussion.
So did he phone up as a mad Barry White fan?
Well, what we thought we would do to have some fun and humour...
We needed an angle on it.
We needed an angle. We came up with the idea that I would phone up the Barry White phone-in section, but in my head I was thinking of Jimmy White, the snooker player.
Now, also, bearing in mind, we were against it a bit because the signal was going slightly as we were losing Radio Lancashire, obviously being in North Wales.
Yeah.
So we had to pull in to a little garage and then sit there and wait until the allocated slot when Dominic, or shall we call him Stephen, was allowed on.
You changed your name.
Yeah, Stephen. I think he was called...
Did you put on a voice?
Yeah. Whenever I do this, I don't know why, I always revert back to where I was born. So I'm always on holiday, but I'm originally from Norfolk.
Right.
I don't know why. So anyway, this is... John Gilmore was the DJ on BBC Radio Lancashire. Very good as well.
Wasn't he in Pink Floyd?
I don't know. No, so I thought I would have a natter with him. So if you press your clip that says clip one, this is the beginnings of it.
Well, as we know, today's featured artist of the week is the one and only Barry White. Now, we had a very interesting call from a gentleman called Stephen, who we're going to speak to now. Stephen, I believe you were on your way to Prestatyn, and you caught us on the show, didn't you?
That's right, indeed, yeah. I'm actually from Norfolk originally, but we're going up to my auntie's house in Prestatyn.
That's right. So you actually met Barry White, did you?
I met Mr. White, yeah. It was about 20 years ago. At the Crucible in Sheffield, obviously one of the, you know, the more famous venues, if you like.
Of course, yeah. And was he doing a gig there?
He was. Yeah, I mean, they kind of gig all over the country, don't they?
Yeah,
I
of
guess.
Course.
And this was one place that he was at, and had a good sort of chat with him. Met him in his dressing room. You know, they have a little preparation area before they go out and start playing.
How did you manage to get back there? Because artists are normally quite pernickety and almost funny about people going back. How did you manage to get to make that happen?
Well, luckily enough, my uncle Peter is a massive fan. Excuse me. He's a massive fan anyway, and he was a member of the fan club.
Right.
One of the prizes, I think, sort of readers have an opportunity every year to kind of try and win a prize, and one of the prizes was to go and meet him, you know, in the dressing room, if you like. And he that day couldn't go and said, would I like to go? And I obviously leapt at the opportunity to do that.
Wow.
So far he has found himself a Barry White fan who's not only interested in his music but has met the man.
That's very exciting. It's a dream come true.
Little does he know, I'm talking about Jimmy White.
This is you making it up off the top of your head. Stood outside a petrol station on the road to Prestatyn.
So you met him at the Crucible Theatre before he went out to play.
That's right. Well, exactly. That's all I've said so far.
All right. So keep going.
What a fantastic opportunity. Now, I've got to ask you, I always have, you have visions. When you see celebrities, when you hear them, or you sometimes see them on TV with interviews. Now, with a voice like Barry White's, he's got, we're talking about this very dark, sexy kind of tone that he's got to his voice. I often think it would be funny if you actually went to meet him and he went, all right, lad, how are you doing? There's something with a ridiculously high-pitched voice. Was his voice the same when you met him?
It was, because I'd seen him being interviewed on television, you know, once he's finished and stuff. But,
So the point of this now is the fact that Barry White...
Blow voice like this.
Yeah.
And Jimmy White's a cockney.
Yes.
Sounded as he sounds, really, I suppose. He's still, you know, he's he's still one of my you know, most favourite people I've ever met, probably. I mean, the stuff he could do with a cue, I mean, just, you know, just amazing. And it's obviously a rare talent, I think, as well, you know, to have that kind of talent, I think.
My word. But, what was his demeanour like? Was he relaxed around you? Was he just...
He was relaxed. I mean, he was relaxed, but you could tell that he was about to go and perform, if you like. I think it was Steve. He was about to play Steve Davis, so he was, you know, really getting psyched up and kind of relaxed, but also knew he had a job to do.
Very interesting. Well, thank you ever so much for that, Stephen. Thanks for your call.
Now,
right? So even
he's
then.
Cut me off. He hasn't said anything, right? He's cut me off, and I'm he's literally cut me off on the phone. Oh my goodness, what's happened? Then they play a record, obviously a Barry White record.
We can't move, obviously, because if we drive any further down the road, we're going to lose BBC exactly. Radio Lancashire, sure. So we're sat in the petrol station waiting. So
Dave's continues sitting on top of that windy mountain.
Yeah, exactly. So then they play a Barry White record, and then he wraps things up.
I think we just had a surreal experience here on BBC Radio Lancashire. I got all excited when my production team, two of them working really rapidly well in the studio whilst eating all their food, as usual. They always manage to eat loads of food in there.
Sure.
And a note comes up on screen saying, we've got someone who's met Barry White. And they really want to talk about it. And I've just brought him on air. It sounds like we've just had a discussion about crossed wires. I think he was thinking about, Jimmy White, because he kept going on about that he could do great things with a cue.
Oh,
fancy that. Barry White can do great things with a cue. It was very, very funny all the same. Our apologies to Stephen if that was any confusion to you, but that was a proper giggle for the rest of us. Very funny indeed.
Wow. Very funny. Nice one.
He ends up apologising to me.
I know. Incredible.
And here is Jimmy White live from the Crucible. Jimmy, you require 22. All my dreams. That's great.
What a fantastic opportunity. Now, I've got to ask you, I always have your visions. When you see celebrities, when you hear them, or you sometimes see them on TV with interviews. Now, with a voice like Barry White's, he's got, we're talking about this very dark, sexy kind of tone that he's got to his voice.
You all right? How you doing?
What a nice man he was.
Oh, he's brilliant, wasn't he?
He was like nice. Darren Brown's son.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen what he looks like?
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was very good, wasn't he? He was very enthusiastic.
So does he know it was you? When does he find out it's you? Now, I think.
Now? Really? Yeah. That's when he finds out?
Yeah.
Is that definitely him?
I don't know.
Because that's not John Gilmore, that's t'other John.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, what's his name?
John Christos, isn't it? That is.
Yeah.
How the hell do you know that, you freak?
Because we were just Googling it before.
It's a John somebody. There's a bit of debate whether it's Gilmore or Christos.
What time was it?
Yeah, what time?
Sunday about afternoon.
5-ish.
It's the other guy.
Yeah, Gilmore is in the afternoon weekdays. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because we just checked it.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon 4 till 6 is John Christos.
I think it's John Christos.
We just checked it so that we get our names right, and then we put the wrong one in.
Brilliant.
But, yes, he was brilliant. So apologies, John. It was not Stephen Timpson, it was me being an idiot. But your show is very good, and we did enjoy it.
We did enjoy it very much until we lost the signal going down that hill before Prestatyn.
Yeah, it was a big hill. I see so many
ways that I... Great voice. Can love you, Tim, but they are not... 7. You're my reality. 8. Yet I'm lost in a... 13.
Brown.
No, they don't say that.
They don't shout the colours out for them.
Pink! Hey, you got to keep doing this, by the way.
Do you know, I'm slightly worried. I could do this every day of my life.
Do it today.
I love it.
But you know, he was even...
Why am I always from Norfolk,
you were itching, though.
I was.
For about 50 miles before you did that, you were squirming in your seat thinking, I need to ring someone, I need to...
Dom, you broadcast to 9 million people every day. Why do you need to get on the radio?
I don't know, Alid. It's tragic. Tina is in the back squirming at this.
I was listening to my generic MP3 player in the back.
To Dom...
No, well, Dom was trying to find a local radio station.
Yeah.
Do it again today.
Shall I?
Yeah,
drive up to North Wales again.
But thank you very much to John Christos, we think.
Yeah. I love the way he apologised to you.
Yeah, sorry, Stephen.
Yeah, sorry, you got it wrong.
That's all right, John.
So he does look like Darren Brown's son.
I love it. Very eclectic choice of music as well on his show.
Yeah, it was an amazing mix, wasn't it? It's a better music mix he had.